Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Let's give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yes. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 3, verse 8. This is the scripture we used last week. We believed God was speaking to us through this scripture, which says that finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this. Why? That you may inherit a blessing. All right? So we believe God when the season, when God is preparing us to inherit a blessing. All right? Then Peter, from verse 10, he repeats himself, but in other way, in other words. He says, for he who would love life and see good days, all right, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Glory be to God. So Peter is talking about inheriting a blessing. Okay? Oh, God is telling us he wants us to inherit a blessing. And for the purposes of LAT in this season, we defined a blessing as fulfilled promises. Glory be to God. And answered prayer. All right? And that is essentially what it means by verse 10, loving life and seeing good days. All right? Then it tells us that in order to experience this, okay, in order to inherit a blessing, in order to love life, in order to see good days, okay, we should behave like children of God. Amen? We should have compassion for one another. We should love as brothers. We should be tender-hearted. We should be courteous. We shouldn't return evil for evil. Okay? But on the contrary, we should bless. Okay? We should refrain our tongues from evil, our lips from speaking deceit. We should turn away from evil and do good. We should seek peace and pursue it. All right? For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. All right? Glory be to God. That's what we thought the Lord was communicating to us last week. Inheriting a blessing, and he requires us to live righteously. Amen? Yeah. Then I had a dream on which day? I was asking this man. Yeah, on 19th, I had a dream which I believe was in line with what we had had on Sunday. All right? In this dream, I was with some people who included a former classmate, some guy I was with in school, senior one to senior six. Then he went to Mbarara for medicine. All right? He was... We had a clique of guys in my class. They were called the Parker Bros. Parker Brothers. All right? Yeah. These are guys who, you know, they felt what? Yeah. They felt they were above everyone else. Eh? Okay? Most of them had come from abroad. Eh? Okay? They had come from the UK. You know, some were from Addis. Eh? And they used to say that word with an accent. Addis, you know. You remember how they used to pronounce a word, anyway, with that accent. So you would think Addis is not even in Africa, man. When guys will tell you Addis, you know. Anyway, so, but yeah. But now, even in that clique, there were levels, you know, levels of what? Prosperity, you know, all right? And oh, yet at the same time, there are guys who are in that clique who are not supposed to be there. All right? And so one of the guys wasn't supposed to be in that group, but he really felt he has to be there. Okay? This, growing up, growing up is so interesting. This guy, sometime I think like in Form 3 or somewhere, and he gave, and he used to, I think, give the impression, oh, he had told people he stays, I think, either in Bugos, Muyeng, you know. Now one day, in holidays, some guy, you know, found him playing soccer in Kawempe, somewhere in Kawempe. Then apparently, he told this guy that never tell anyone that what? You found me here, man. As he never tell anyone at school. And so, this was a guy. So then, we had gone with them. I had gone with them for a meal at Serena. And we sat outside, and there was a matoke tree. I had to ask my wife, what is a chitoke called? As in one. You know, is it called a tree? Jade, I'm asking you. Chicks usually are very good at languages. Girls, you know, that's why all girls should get A's in history, in economics, you know, because there are more things to read. Okay, literature, you know, girls are good at language. When it comes to the tongue, that's why, please, if you get in an argument with a lady, a guy gets an argument with a lady, as in you should better be wise and stop as quickly as you can and go away, you know. Now, that is essentially why men end up beating. You understand? Because you can't, when it comes to words, you can't handle. We can't handle. Okay? Someone said that this thing of what physical abuse, men being taken to FIDA, police, because of what? Physical abuse. He said that if they decided now to consider verbal abuse, all women, man, would what? And apparently, I don't know if it's true, or anything, some truth to it, and it could be true. Words are more abusive than what? Than blows. You know, when you get a blow, you know, the pain stops in 5 minutes. If you had a cut, you know, in 2 days, you're okay. But words, you understand? Why? You all know that. Words go so deep. And man, you know, you might never get healed. Words. Okay, so these FIDA women and police and the feminists, they should what? If they were really sincere, they should also what? Consider verbal abuse. If they did, all of them would be in Rosera. Don't you think so? Verbal, you guys, words. Words, okay? So, yeah, where is it? So, is it a tree? What is it? I'm asking women, because you are the ones who are... It's a matoke plant. That makes sense, okay? Yeah. Is it a tree? My wife told me a tree. A matoke tree. Yes, we went to actually to Google. So we can see, we take time to write these things. Okay? Yeah, we went to Google actually and said it's a tree. But maybe those Zungus don't know what they're talking about. A plant, I think, makes, yeah. And so, there was a matoke plant. with a ripe green, green what? Bunch, ready for food. And as we said there, we say that, you know, if anyone orders for matoke, the chef will just go, you know, and get that bunch and prepare it for the meal. Okay? And as we're at that, there was, anyway, all of a sudden, a jackfruit, fene, a thing man came from, I don't know where it came from, and it, you know, landed on the floor and it split, you know, and you could see it was yellow, basically ripe, okay, ripe, A plus, hallelujah. And, and the dream ended, All right, so I thought this dream is, is connected or related with what we had, the message we had on Sunday. All right, God's, you know, wanting us to, preparing us to inherit a blessing, to cross over, all right, so that we can see good days or better days, Okay, in case you're already seeing good days, all right, there are better days that God would want you to experience, all right, which essentially means a good life. Glory be to God, all right? Yeah, but this dream seems to, I think it is talking about especially finances, okay? For reasons which I said, you know, I wrote. Number one, we were at Serena. Then there was that Parker bro, okay? Parker what? Brother, all right? Yes. Glory be to God. Meanwhile, so there were Parker bros in Smack, okay, then Namagunga chicks, okay, those who felt they are, you know, above the others, they formed a clique, Parker sisters, okay, so Smack had Parker bros, then their girlfriends, okay, in Namagunga, called what? Parker sisters. Now, those girls, if they knew where the term Parker came from, they would never have called themselves what? Parker sisters. So be careful, okay? What you call, you know, first investigate these things. Glory be to God, okay? So, this is what God wants us to experience. Inherit a blessing, okay? You know, to love life and see good days, okay? Promises are going to be fulfilled, okay? And you're going to see answers to prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. In addition to, as this dream seems to indicate, in addition to financial increase. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Remember, the theme is inherit a blessing. All right? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, it says, do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Okay? Don't be sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. All right? God is telling us that, imitate those who through faith, okay? By the way, if you want to know that someone is in true faith, okay? Just give them time, okay? Which is indicated by patience. By the way, this word patience, okay, doesn't just mean waiting, all right? But it also has a connotation of endurance. Endurance. And endurance is not a funny word. Glory be to God. It's not a funny word. So it is not just waiting. But that waiting is not funny. Okay, sometimes there's pain involved. You know, holding on to the prayer. When everything is contrary, to what you've been told. Do you understand? You're experiencing a life, okay, very different from what you are told. No, that's not funny. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it says that through faith, okay, some people inherit the promises, and God is saying you should imitate those people. All right? The emphasis there for today is faith. By faith, you will inherit the promises. Glory be to God. All right? So today, God wants us to, you know, he wants us to remember that word and what it means. Okay? Faith. Because by faith, you inherit the blessing. You inherit the promises. You inherit the answered prayers. All right? You will live a good life. Okay? And you will see good days. Glory be to God. Faith. Okay? And patience. You just give guys what? Okay? Hey. You see, Faith and time. Then you see how people will jump out. You know, when you first when you first get a promise from heaven, man, and you see, God is so interesting. The day that promise comes, and the way he says it, the way he gives it to you, it can seem like tomorrow, I mean things. Thank God if he has ever given you a promise and he attached a date. Okay? That one, you can go and watch Manchester, you know, City, not United, you know, City. You know, because all you need to do is wait for that date that you are what? All right? But these things, and most of them don't have dates. Now, this is when you find people attaching dates. And they start saying, the Lord told me that next year. Now, when you investigate well, God didn't say next year. When you ask them, but they put two and two together, what then they come out with next year? Okay? So, this thing called, so anyway, so when God gives a promise, man, there's that excitement, that joy, all right? That joy that comes, and you think tomorrow. Actually, you even think, you'll never think, or you never feel otherwise than how you're feeling now. Hallelujah. Then day one, you know, you're still excited. You were happy, what? You know, if you're really a guy, you know, faith, or depending on the glory that promise came with, that dream, that prophetic word, depending on the glory with which it came, you can even go a month when you're still, you know, okay, windows down, all right, the breeze, and then you're like, you know, life is good. Then week five, if you're married, you have a husband, the guy starts to what? Say, now, did I dream? Anyway, the devil can use people, start poking, you know, Okay? And then man, God. So that's why now there's this thing called what? Patience. Time. And people jump out. You remember the parable of the sower? Okay? There was a seed or the word of God that just fell on the ground, and because people didn't understand it, the enemy, the bad, you know, came and what? Ate it. Then there was that seed which fell on a stony ground. It was the stony ground. Okay? Which was basically the soil was shallow. Okay? And immediately, because the soil was shallow, it sprang up. All right? It grew, you know, germinated, you know, became a plant. And then somehow with time, because the sun, you know, it got scorched. Okay? And the Bible says, those are the people who hear the word. Okay? And then who joy. And then with time, because of persecutions, okay, they fall away. Remember, with time, you know, initially joy, man. Then with time, because of persecutions. Persecutions, they mean what? You being caned and what? But some, actually, the most effective persecution is spiritual persecution. Spiritual, man. When there are voices, but you think it is your mind, but there are voices, thoughts, tormenting you, asking you now, the other thing you said, the other thing you told people, the other thing you wrote in the Word of the Week, you know, you wrote it in 2015, you know, now, you know, then even the enemy can organize a friend, you know, organize for your friend, a nice guy, you know, you meet them, say, hey, what's up, they say, but the other thing, sometimes you should use wisdom, you have to be wise. You understand? Now that is what? Spiritual persecution. Alright? And many fall away. But initially, joy, man. Alright? Then with time, which requires patience, which requires endurance, they fall away. Glory be to God. That is why, you see now, this is why things like discipleship are very important. Discipleship. Someone has just gotten born again. Okay, they have been born again for years, but somehow they have never really learned how the Lord oftentimes operates. Okay? So you get a guy just gotten saved, you know, had a dream, you know, excited, you know what, pastor, Yeah, then you're like, now I can help. You have been there. And you understand, That is one of the things what it means by discipleship, Telling a guy that, you know what? Okay, you don't have to tell him, all right? Because if you tell him that, man, there's something called time, there's something called patience, and something called endurance, they might call you a devil. They might say, that pastor is not spiritual, they're not faith. Do you know what he was telling me? That I should, no matter what, you know, God can do it even after 10 years. Say that pastor, turn your faith, turn your kukiriza. So sometimes it's wise, you just what? Rejoice with them. Every time they want to talk about that dream, okay, be there, okay? Let them tell you with excitement, okay? As you're watching them, watching them, to see where you can, watching for the signs of what? Falling away. So that you can be able to help them. You're like, now this is why I come in. I can see the guy is drifting. Okay? The joy came, now the sun. All right? Endurance, we need it, that's why you come in. Tell the guy, All right? That's how God operates at times. Not at times, but very often. Things don't happen tomorrow. Become what? Navira steady. You know that word? The slang, Better steady, Glory be to God. So, now, you can see why you need some old guys, old people, in the church. But if you find a church with just kids, that church is danger. I tell Babela, where no Muliro, as in zeal fire, now that church can be very dangerous. Alright, so you need some guys who what? Be careful, But sometimes you don't say it quickly, that be careful, You just be there, watch them, They are from Mtinda, they are going to Kampala. So you watch them. You don't know what they're going to find in what? Bokoto. But for you know, because you have ever taken that journey. So you walk with, You even don't have to walk with them. You can just see them for, you know. God. He's an interesting God. He's a good God. He's a what? He's a good God, man. Patience. These guys did a disservice to just write patience. You understand? You're just waiting. Because as you're waiting, you can decide to buy ice cream. So you're not really, you're having a blast waiting. You understand? Ice cream, you're on WhatsApp, Google, find out what is a matoke thing called, you know. The reward there is endurance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. So through what? Faith and patience. Okay. They inherit the promises. And we are going to inherit promises, inherit a blessing. And God is like, you need faith. Hallelujah. Now, what is faith? Faith. Okay. You know, there are people who want to be very clever. God has already defined what something means. Now, some guys want to be very clever. You know, why get phrases, vocabulary, some words, so that the definition can appear, wow, you know, Now, when someone asks you what is faith, don't try to be very clever. Okay? Just go to Hebrews 11:1 has defined what faith is. Okay? It says faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is faith. It is that simple. Don't try to be very clever. Some guy was telling me that the problem with Arsenal right now is that the manager is trying to be very clever. I said, why don't you play Ozil? Do you know Ozil? Why don't you play? You know, this guy is trying to be very clever. Just put the guy in there and what? Yes. Okay? Leicester City, the reason why it took a cup, man, from nowhere, 2 years ago it was, or 3 years ago, from nowhere, a fake team took a cup. Do you know what those guys did? They just played 4-4-2. They didn't attempt to be very clever. And they hammered the guys, man. Okay, so faith, don't try to be very clever. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amplify says that faith is a title deed. Okay? Like you have a plot of land somewhere or a house. You're here now. And someone says, do you have a house? They say, yes, I have a house. Are you sure? They say, you just unleash a title deed. Is a title deed a house? It's not. But it is a house. It is the evidence that you have a house. So you see someone can't see the house, but with a title deed, it is what? Settled. Okay? The evidence of things not seen. Glory be to God. That's what it is. All right? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of. So when God has told you something, you understand, it is as good as done. Hallelujah. You have it. All right? Now, how does faith work? And these are the things God would want us to pay special attention to during this time. A few things concerning faith. Now, what we have to know is that the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 17, it says that faith without works is dead. Being alone, it says that faith by itself, without works, it's what? Dead. All right? So, Kenneth Hagin used to say works, it means corresponding actions. Faith without corresponding actions is dead. You know, it's dead. It's useless. It's nothing. All right? So, in this season, God would want us to pay special attention to works. Eh? Okay, what are works? Works can be anything God would want you to do. Now he has given you the word. Okay, you have believed him. You have faith. Okay, but very often there are instructions which come. Eh? Do this, okay, pass there, don't pass there, okay. You know, instructions of different kinds, all right, and those are the what? The works, okay. But if faith alone without those works, in fact, those works are evidence that you have faith. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway, but as I said, those works are different, you know, they vary from individual to individual. Now this is where you are going to have to be, anyway, to be in tune with God, to have a relationship with God, to find out that you as an individual, what would God want you to do? Okay? In order for what he has given you in the spirit to manifest in the natural. Okay? Sometimes God can just be like, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. As in, do nothing. Stand still. Yeah? Do nothing. For you, just do nothing. Just continue doing what you've been doing. No more routine. Alright? Alright? For other people, different things. Eh? And that you have to find out from your God. Eh? Okay? I believe for all of you, your God is not Elvis. Alright? Alright? You're going to have to find out from there. The one true God. Hallelujah. Amen? But there are two things which, you know, cut across, which God would want all of us to do. Number one, faith speaks. Okay? And number two, faith thanks. Glory be to God. Amen? Faith does what? Faith speaks. Okay? If you read KJV, which is the best Bible to read, okay? Anyway, if you've listened to Hagin, okay, when it comes to faith, it's always better to use KJV. Faith speaketh. Hallelujah. Because, yeah, Hagin used to use what? KJV. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Remember, faith speaks, okay? That's what we're going to see. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Alright? The spirit of faith. Eh? Okay? I believed and therefore I spoke. Okay? That is the spirit of faith. Eh? You people somehow will always speak what they have believed. Hmm? From the abundance of the heart, eh? The mouth speaks. Okay, so the spirit of faith, eh? Okay, so, you know, I believed and therefore I spoke. Then Paul says, we also believe and therefore speak. Glory be to God. Faith speaks. What does it speak? It speaks in accordance to what God has said. Okay, faith agrees with God. Hallelujah. Your mouth has to agree with the words of God, with the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hmm? You will not be there, you know, saying God said he's going to prosper you financially. Okay? And somehow you believe like the things which come out of your mouth. Eh? Okay? You are like NNC, this country. But the uncle have taken all the money. We don't know what we're going to do. Hmm? So you see what you're saying? You actually, that is evidence that you didn't believe what God has said. According to you, Banyankola have taken all the money. Hmm? So where is God going to get the money from? Do you understand? Now, that kind of tongue, hmm? You're on your own. That is what it means that faith without works is dead. Your works, your words, which are the works, you know, you know, at times, you know, that's contradicting what you say you believe. Glory be to God. You understand? You know how you're going to get married. God said, I'm going to give you a good man. All right? Or a man, you know. Of course, if God gives you a man, you'll be good. Hallelujah. Amen? Do you know, what's his name? Alex Mukulu. Alex Mukulu, you know, he was, you know, used to act stuff, act plays, drama, those things, whatever they are called. Now, years ago, many years ago, I have a sister who acted in that 30 years of, 20, how many years of bananas? Whatever years it was, bananas, matoke. Yeah, I have a sister in there who acted in that thing, and then so she had tickets, free ticket, you know. And so she gave me one. I think I was in it. Which class were we? Either VAC or Senior 6. Anyway. Hey, you see now, that's why you need us in church. Hey. What? Experience. You just don't use these stupid young Arsenal players. They're just excited with a ball. Instead of squaring, best of the and old girl will just say, shoot! Rachi Mwensala, I'm a box. So anyway, so I went for that play. And there was a lady, in the play, there was a song, some woman sang. But what the song was saying, she was saying that, you know, it was to the effect that she's not yet married, all right? And every now and again, there are young girls who come up with powder, you know, and they just bypass her, you know, that kind of thing. And so you cannot be believing that God said you're going to get married and you're singing that song. Do you understand? Every time again, you know, God just channels out, right? A new breed, you know, you know, with powder, what, you know, and for you, they, you know, for you, just singing such songs. But I'm very serious. I hope you know. All right, so we also believe, and therefore speak in accordance with the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith says, I believe, and I spoke. Okay? And so, if you believe, you must also speak. Speak what? Speak what you are told, not what you're seeing. Glory be to God. Okay? Not what? Not what you're seeing. You speak what you are told, not what you're seeing, what you're hearing. Glory be to God. Amen? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says, death and life, or life and death, are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, they that love what? Okay? They that love, I guess, the tongue, okay, will eat its fruit. These verses are better in KJV, okay? Will eat the fruit thereof. Doesn't that sound better? Okay? All right? You put it in KJV, okay? Okay? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Okay? Your tongue will determine whether you get death or you experience life. Okay? You remember, faith speaks. Glory be to God. Okay? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory be to God. Okay, this season God wants you to mind your tongue. Bridget, you used to have that book, a Joyce Meyer book. I won't tell these guys how many years ago. For obvious what? Meanwhile, I'm reminded of some story. Are you the one who told me that story, or I'm the one who told it to you. I think I'm the one who told you that. This is bufani things, but jokes which go all over the place. What's up? Of some, so this lady goes to see a doctor. When the chick gets there, it is a guy she had a crush on, I think in high school or uni, and a guy who was handsome, you know, or used to be handsome, as in a hunk. Do you remember that word? A hunk. Okay. But man, now when she goes, you know, she recognizes this is a guy. But, you know, the guy, no hair, what, as in boy, you know, fat, why, you know, this was the, okay? So, and so she took the guy, so and so, yeah, I remember you were together in school, okay? But then she's like, but you've changed, you don't look, you know? Then the lady, then the doc was like, ngasi kujukira. Then you, I won't use it. Then he was like, which subject were you teaching? Which subject were you teaching? The woman was angry. Meanwhile, this is an innocent guy. Okay, the woman, you know. So all of a sudden you thought, you know, she guy, you know, she have a kumlembe. All right, this hunk in senior one, you know, whatever, uni first year. Then all of a sudden the guy, she was that man. I take it away. All right. As in, things are that bad. Yeah, so I told that, yes, I think I told you that joke. And she told me that, man, if it is me, I have to give him a piece of mind. But I said, but the guy is innocent, eh? He's just trying to find out whether you're a teacher, eh? He said, man, I have to assure the guy, I can't, how do you, whatever, a woman like that, eh? How do you say, but the guy, taku jukira, for real. Taku jukira. Alright? I don't know how we came to that conversation. But death and life are in the power or the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory be to God. Okay? God wants us to inherit a blessing. All right? God wants us to see good days, love life. Okay? And now, he's telling us that be careful of your what? Of your tongues. Because your tongue might get you to reap death instead of a blessing. Okay, but if you use it well, you will reap life. You will inherit the blessing. Glory be to God. Faith does what? Faith speaks. Glory be to God. Amen. But these things are very simple. These things are what? Are very simple. There's someone who, a few months ago, the person was accusing me for all of a sudden when people have believed what, then I say, these things are simple. Babe. As in, no, something is simple. Oh, they are. And so they say, man, please stop saying that. You mess me up. All right? Okay, verse 20, let's read verse 20 also. It is the same as verse 21. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. KJV says, a man's belly. What sounds better, stomach or belly? Belly, a man's belly. Okay, shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips, he shall be filled. Then the proverbist, the what? There's a psalmist, and this is a what? A proverbist. Repeats himself in verse 21 and says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory be to God. Amen. Basically, God is saying that stop speaking nonsense. Amen. It might not be nonsense, but stop speaking what is contrary to what he told you. And actually, by the way, yeah, it might not be nonsense to human being, but according to heaven, it's nonsense. Because it is contrary to what you were told. Okay? Heaven's perspective. I think that is your best term this year. Heaven's perspective. Heaven's perspective. Glory be to God. Bruce, you get it? Huh? Just got a what? Married. Then you start saying etakaliwe deo. The fe tetuja kuzimba. Etaka. Okay. Then if you're really evil, not evil, but if you're really messed up, you say abanyankole. Nabanyarwanda, you know. The carols. Carol says, I receive. You give her all the land, you give her, you know. Of course, yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay, don't tell Esther that what? Nonsense. Hallelujah. I mean, okay, if body be, just become a what? Just become a mnyankole. Then you're also what? You're also get. And the thing, by the way, is you just change your name. All right? If you think that's what it takes. I mean, there's no law that says if you what look like this, you can't have this name. It's not there. And there's a guy we were with in school, I think it was 6 years or 4 years, isn't it? Anyway, then all of a sudden, you know, we're there, a group, we have a group, you know. Then all of a sudden, there's a guy whose name we can't click. Bellamy, about what? No vernacular. Sir Bellamy. Hey, who is this guy? We know in our group. Okay. Then some guy say, that's the guy. That is so and so. I think if the story is true, I think the guy was working in a bank. And I think he did some shady stuff, played money. You know, he got into trouble, and after that he had to what? Switch his name. So that in case they wrote him in the papers, so and so. Okay, the guy just what? You could see Manuel, because in our class there was no white person. All of a sudden, our smart group, man, smart 90, Imunimo Muzungu. Hey, guys were like, who is this guy? He think, that is what? Hallelujah. Now, faith also thanks. Faith does what? So remember faith, you know, corresponding actions, okay? There are many corresponding actions God would want you to do. But now these cut across. Number one, faith speaks. Speak in accordance with what God told you. Alright? Number two, which is related to speaking, okay, but different, is thanking. Glory be to God. Okay? With a grateful heart. Amen? That song, okay, is, okay? Every time we sing it, I want what? Juliana to do it when Albert is placing those keys. You know, Hallelujah. Amen. So faith does what? Faith speaks and faith thanks. Colossians chapter 2. Okay. As an example, Colossians chapter 2 from verse 6. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Established in what? In the faith. As you have been taught, abounding in it. In what? In the faith. With thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Amen. Thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Thanking God for what he promised, which is essentially thanking him for what he has given you. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. So you have it. So if you really have it, okay, it follows, it automatically follows that you will thank God. Glory be to God. You will thank him. Father, thank you. And by the way, you don't have to feel it. Because like I told you, sometimes you might be, you know, experiencing spiritual persecution. Hallelujah. Spiritual persecution. Remember that seed, you know, that fell, you know, where, anyway, yeah. All right. So you're not feeling it. Okay. But faith does what is right. Faith doesn't depend on feelings to speak. You understand? Faith just knows this is what I should do and I'll do it. Glory be to God. You do it. You thank God for the money. Hallelujah. You thank God for whatever. You thank God for a job. You thank God for whatever. Okay? God has said he's going to do for you. Hallelujah. Okay? You abound in faith with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Okay? Let's take an example. I mean, you can't talk about faith without talking about Father Abraham. Man, that guy had a CV. You know, CV. To this day, or forever, he will be called the father of believers. Okay? The father of those who have faith. For you to be a father, you know, you must be a very serious what? Person in God. So let's see Abraham, how he abounded in faith with thanksgiving. Okay, let's read from verse 17, I guess. Verse 17, it says, as it is written, you know, I have made you, you Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they were. Okay, let's stop there. You see, faith, now these are very controversial things, which puts people like Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland and all those guys in trouble for saying that God also what? Has to have faith. Okay? I think it's true. God has faith. Don't you think so? I mean, here you... just imagine the whole earth filled with darkness. What gets you to say, let there be light? You say it and you somehow believe that light will be. That is faith, man. You see, speaking, you know, calling things that are not as though they are or as though they were. That is faith. Remember, faith speaks. God saw darkness, he wanted light. He didn't say what he saw. All right? Nearly that woman, All right? She wants a husband. Okay, and then she's just speaking what she's seeing. You know, just keep coming out with powder. You understand? God, he doesn't say that. He speaks what he wants, not what he's what he sees. He saw darkness, he spoke light, and light was. By the way, open Mark chapter 11. Please open it in KJV. Okay, because these things sound, faith, when you talk about faith, it sounds better in KJV. Why? Because Hagin used to say these things in KJV what? Style. So, Mark 11, 22, from verse 22. Verse 22, you remember Jesus had cast a fig tree, and the following day as we were passing by, it was withered. And then this guy said, Master, the tree which you cast has dried up. Guys were shocked. Jesus wasn't shocked. Because Jesus knew that life and death are in the power of the what? And he knew that the moment you say it, it is. These guys were shocked. Okay? And Jesus answered them and said, have faith in God. Alright? Apparently, this can also be translated as have the God kind of faith. Not just have faith in God. And apparently, I think saying that have the God kind of faith, apparently, I think it is the real accurate translation. Have the God kind of faith. What does a God kind of faith do? It believes what it says will come to pass. Alright? So he says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Then that sound cool. KJV style, you understand? But anyway, how it sounds is not the point. The point is what it is saying. Alright? It says, have the God kind of faith. Then it goes ahead to describe what that God kind of faith is. Alright? That God kind of faith, okay, it believes that what it says will come to pass. Glory be to God. Okay? Faith speaks. Okay? And it believes that what it speaks will be. Why? Because it is in the spirit. Especially now when it has to do with promises. Glory be to God. Okay? Whosoever. Okay? Womack, every time Andrew Womack reads this verse, he calls it the scripture or the verse which Kenneth Hagin wrote. Not the Holy Spirit. But he just wants that man, Hagin. It was like every time he had to say this. Okay? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory be to God. Alright? Faith does what? Faith speaks, but we were on faith, does what? Thanks. Okay? But we got sidetracked by, Alright? By God calling things that what? Things that what? Things that are not as though they what? They were. Okay? So in the presence of him whom we believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls all things which do not exist as though they did. Who, this is Abraham, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. His body was basically, for a man, it was dead. Okay? Abraham had become impotent. By the time he got Ishmael, okay, he wasn't. But I think now this was like 13 years later or 12 years later, his body was dead. But the Bible says the guy wasn't weak in faith. All right? He wasn't what? Weak in faith. Why? Because he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. Sarah was barren completely, and not just, couldn't have kids, but now she was even 90. All right? You know that story, isn't it? Okay? He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. How? Giving glory to God. That giving glory to God is basically thanksgiving. Okay? He did not waver. He's like, I'm not saying it, but I'm thanking God. I give him glory. God, I know you're true. You're a man that you shouldn't, you can't lie. What you promised, you know, will come to pass. He gave glory to God. Hallelujah. And we all know the rest of the story. Isaac was born. Glory be to God. Amen? Thanksgiving. Okay? Faith speaks, and faith thanks. Eh? All right? Glory be to God. Okay, why? Because faith without works is dead. All right? Yet we need faith to inherit the promises. Okay? So we have to make sure that our faith is a kind that works. Okay? It is the one that will enable us to inherit the promises. Okay? Just like those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And God is saying that faith has to have corresponding actions. Okay? Those corresponding actions will be different for different people. Okay? For someone, God can tell, now for you, what I'm going to do for you, I want you to get out of this country. Do you understand? Eh? For someone, it's like, God, I want you to call so-and-so. And you have to do that. Do you understand? Eh? Different things. Eh? But now these two of speaking and thanksgiving, they cut across. All of us have to do these two. Glory be to God. In addition to what else he will tell us, or what he has already told you. All right? You see, some people, God has already told them, but they keep disturbing God to tell them, you know. Always running around for confirmations, you know. Then they mess you up. The prophet told me, hey. Hallelujah. Amen? There's that song. You know that hymn? Trust and obey. Okay? Trust and obey. Okay? Which is that first verse? Who's going to sing it for us? Okay. Jade is going to get it, and you know, you're always hiding there. Okay. You want to play for her as she sings? Okay. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, okay, in the light of what he has what? Told us. Okay. What a glory he sheds on our way while we do his goodwill. Faith with actions. Okay. He abides with us and with all who trust and obey. Then he says that it is impossible to be happy in Jesus, okay, unless you what? Trust and obey. Happy in Jesus. That sounds like a good life. That sounds like, you know, loving life, seeing good days, inheriting the promises. Do you want to do it? She should do it, isn't it? We're starting.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. And obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his smile quickly guides it away. Nor a fear, nor a sigh, nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey.
Trust and
trust and obey.
For there's no other way.
trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Trust
and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Not a shadow
can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away.
Not a doubt
or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we
trust and
obey. For there's no other way to be happy, Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Not a burden
we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief, not a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
For there's no other way to be happy, Jesus, but to trust and obey.
But we never can prove
the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.